The Never Say Impossible Show is on the air. Be heard. Be discovered. Be connected. Build your business. Listen each week to successful people who will inspire you, motivate you, and share with you innovative ways to breathe new life into your business. Never say impossible, because nothing is impossible until you say it is. And now, here's your Never Say Impossible host, Myra Goldick.
And now I'm going to introduce you to our next amazing guest. And she is a lady who really knows about starting over, because she too has started over in her life. Susan L. Ames, CLUCHFC, is president of the financial planning firm of Ames Financial Group, which specializes in working with women in financial transition stages of their life, death of a spouse, divorce, selling a business, and retirement. Susan became a financial planner in 1994 after a successful career in human resource management. Her passion is helping women build a strong financial foundation so they can change and have a fabulous, happy life ever after. Susan has served on the board of directors for Aid to Victims of Domestic Abuse, Inc., since 2007, and previously the auxiliary board of Women in Distress of Broward County, Inc. She has also spent 4 years as a divorce care facilitator. Remember, guys, I hope you're listening, because if something happens to the ladies in your life, it happens to you too. She holds her Bachelor's of Business Administration from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. She holds her Master's of Science in Management from Houston Baptist University. She has earned financial service designations since becoming a financial planner, including Chartered Life Underwriter, CLU, and Chartered Financial Consulting, CHFC designations. Susan is also the founder of Second Saturday, and that's a very exciting program that she started. And I really would love her to tell us all about it. But first, let me say, welcome, Susan.
Hi, Myra. Thank you for inviting me on Never Say Impossible.
Oh, you're welcome. It's such a delight to have you. Tell us and tell our listeners what Second Saturday is, and what women need to know about divorce.
Second Saturday is a seminar that deals with the emotional, legal, and financial issues of divorce in a logical yet compassionate way. Our target audience is women that are either contemplating or currently in the process of a divorce. Our mission is to empower and educate women regarding the divorce process, so they can make the right decisions for themselves and their families. We want them to be able to lead happy and productive lives after their divorce.
That's amazing. Before I go any further, I'm sure there are many people listening who know someone or are in the middle of this or that would benefit. Can you please, before we go any further, give your personal contact information out to our listeners?
Sure. They can go on our website, eflj.org, or they're also welcome to email me at S, as in Susan, L, Ames, A-M-E-S, 27, at gmail.com.
Okay. Tell me, why did you start Second Saturday in South Florida.
I went through a divorce 8 years ago. It was long and very expensive, emotionally, mentally, and financially. Other than the financial aspects, I was clueless going through the divorce process. During my 2.5-year divorce, I had several women that came into my life who really helped me. And I realized that I could never, ever repay them for their help. But what I could do was turn around and help other women who are going through a divorce. Another reason is I've spoken to so many women that gave up during their divorce, just ended up walking away from everything. The pressure had really gotten to them. And it's now 10 to 20 years later, and they're still struggling to put food on the table. Yet they had been married to wealthy men. I've also spoken to women who got much less than their fair share due to the fact that they were not aware of their rights, and their husbands gave them an offer, and they accepted it. But later, they found out what they could have received, but, you know, now it was way too late. So about 4 years ago, I attended a speech given by Janita Wall, who founded Second Saturday over 22 years ago in San Diego. And I thought it would be just a great way to help women. So I called up Janita and got her permission to do Second Saturday in South Florida. So I've been presenting Second Saturday now since February of 2008.
Is Second Saturday national, or are there just a few chapters? And if somebody wants to start a new chapter in their area because they feel strong and passionate about it, where would you send them?
I would send them to the website, wife.org. That is Janita Wall's website. There are Second Saturdays, her Second Saturday in San Diego. There's one in San Francisco. There was one in Virginia, and there's also several in the Northeast, and I believe there's one in Sarasota. On her website, it's listed all the various Second Saturdays.
It's a wonderful program. Describe what goes on in the typical Second Saturday seminar.
Well, we have five speakers, a family therapist, a family law attorney, a financial planner, a mediator, and a mortgage broker, who each speaks about 30 to 50 minutes. Most of my speakers have anywhere from 10 to over 25 years experience in their field, and I'm very much concerned about having high-quality speakers. The majority of speakers have been referred to me throughout the years, and some of my speakers have been with me since February 2008. I do rotate my speakers every seminar, and all the speakers are volunteers, including myself. Now, the family therapist covers the emotions that the women are going through, that really those emotions they are going through are very normal. She's the hardest part because she needs to get them in a place where they will be able to hear the other speeches. Obviously, her session is often very emotional. The family law attorney covers the legal process, including equitable distribution, alimony, and child support. The financial planner covers identifying the marital property, where to look for assets, safeguarding the assets during the divorce, valuation of those assets, and financial planning needed after the divorce is final. The mediator will cover the mediation process, and depending on the speaker, will also cover collaborative divorce, and we advocate mediating your divorce. And the realtor mortgage broker covers the emotional and financial issues of whether to keep or sell the marital home. And our last 30 minutes is an open question and answer session.
And I bet you get a lot of questions.
Yes, we do, and we'll even stay afterwards as long as it takes to answer all those questions.
I want to add something right here for all of the gentlemen that are on the call. Remember that the woman in your life, your mom, your sister, your cousin, your friend, when they go through a trauma like this, it affects everyone. Now tell me, Susan, where do you hold your second Saturday?
Well, we hold it 4 times a year. We have registration starting at 8:30 a.m., and we start promptly at 9 and goes through 1 to 1:30 p.m. And the seminar is held at 301 Yamato Road, which is at the corner of Dixie and Yamato, and we're either holding in Suite 1240 or 1250. And our next seminar will be on November 12th.
Wow, that's coming up. But that, for our listeners who are all over the United States and the world, that is something that to attend, you would either have to fly in, come in, or find out where there is one in your area. And I would like to suggest, if you haven't already done so, that you record or video your meetings, because I think it's unbelievably important for people to experience and know firsthand from professionals what to do and how to handle it. Because starting over, and that is really starting over, it is one of the more devastating experiences that people go through in life, divorce. So, you know, I just make that little suggestion to you if you're not already doing it. By the way, what is your biggest challenge with Second Saturday?
Our biggest challenge is to get the information out to the community. I want all the women in Palm Beach and Broward counties to know that there's this resource out there for them. Now, we have been listed in the Palm Beach Post, the Sun Sentinel, the Boca Raton News, Boca Raton Forum, and we've also been announced on the radio stations Magic and Miami Light, just to name a few. And I'm also available to speak at both professional association meetings and at women group meetings.
Susan, will you fly? Will you go to different cities to give your lectures?
I've never been asked that.
It's interesting because I would think there are a lot of organizations and people out there, women's groups and so forth, that would love to have you come as a guest speaker.
I would be more than happy to speak to any group, whether it's in person or by phone. My passion is really to help women go through divorce because I know how difficult it is, and so whatever it takes.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful to know. Being a financial planner, as you are, what would you say the biggest financial mistakes women make?
Well, as a financial planner, I specialize in working with women who are experiencing the major transitions of life, the divorce, death of a spouse, retirement, and selling a business. I help them protect and grow their nest egg, thus helping them achieve peace of mind. Working with women who have gone through a divorce and also with widows, one of the biggest mistakes I see is a lot of women don't have any idea what their financial situation is. They've let their husbands handle the family finances. And having to learn about your finances during your divorce or after the death of your spouse is not the time to have to learn something new. So many women still look at a man to take care of them. The average age of a woman when she becomes a widow is 56. So men do leave us, whether it's voluntary or involuntary. The second biggest mistake is being too conservative in their investments. Women should allocate their money between a number of different asset classes, whether it's cash, stocks, or bonds. It's like our mothers always told us, don't put all your eggs in one basket. The biggest mistake I see women make as far as planning for their retirement is not investing the maximum amount allowable in their employer retirement plans, such as their 401k. The first thing that women should do is invest the maximum in those retirement plans. Then they should go ahead and contribute the maximum each year to an IRA. On an average, women live longer than men. Women need to realize that they may be in retirement for 30 or more years.
Wow. You know, times are changing right now, and the financial system, I think, is frightening to many people because there are so many things that are occurring that we never thought of as we were going through life that really throw us all a curveball. Where would you suggest, even if a woman or a man is not going through a divorce, but they really need to get an overhaul of their financial status and where they're investing their money, would you advise that they come to you for that kind of advice also?
I sit down with everyone and look at what they presently have. The biggest thing I believe in is education, and I spend a lot of time educating my clients. And so when there is financial instability in the markets, I don't get calls from my clients ready to dump everything they own because they understand why they own it, and they know that slow and steady is what wins the race. So, yes, I would suggest that if people are concerned about their portfolios, their concern whether they're going to be able to retire, that they definitely need to go see a financial planner.
I think sometimes by the time women are retired, it's almost a little too late, isn't it?
No, because hopefully they'll still have some type of nest egg, or if nothing else, they'll have their Social Security. And they need to be taught how to the correct way of spending their money.
Well, that's true. And as women, I think that many of us were brought up to feel that all we had to do was, you know, show up, look pretty, wear our clothes well, and take care of the house. And when the shock came. I mean, I'm not talking about the kids today because the kids today are amazing, but mature women who find that they're suddenly left in the cold, it's a shock to them because it's a whole different culture, and you really have to be self-sufficient and independent. Independent, I think that's the word. Wouldn't you say, Susan, that that's a very important word? You have to learn to be an independent survivor.
Yes, most definitely. Yeah. You need to be able to not only be independent as far as mentally, physically, but also financially. And in order to become independent financially, you need to educate yourself. Because I always believe that knowledge is power. And that's one of the things I'm trying to do in Second Saturday. Knowledge is power, and knowledge also reduces fear. Fear of what's going to happen to me now, I'm no longer married. Fear of will I have enough money to live on throughout my retirement? Am I going to be a bag lady? Whatever those fears are, knowledge is power and reduces fear.
Well, fear is a lack of faith, and we were talking about that before. I mean, you have to have faith. You have to have faith in yourself and faith in the world and the universe and God to take care of you. And you've got to do your part, though. And you're so right about education. And the young women of today, I think, have it right. I see a whole different generation and a different attitude towards independence and being self-sufficient. So I really believe in everything you're doing. And I want to advertise your connection and your network again. So before we go any further, would you tell them one more time how they can reach you?
Sure. My second Saturday website is EFLJ.org. Or you can email me at S, that's as in Susan, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, M as in Mother, E as in Extra, S as in Susan, 27@gmail.com. And let me also add, if they're serious about becoming financially literate, I would recommend they go to my financial planning website, which is Ames, A-M-E-S, F as in Frank, G as in Glory, .com. So it's AMESFG.com. On my website is a lot of educational information, very easy to read, and it's written in English. And I would suggest that they want to become financially literate to start there.
You know, it's funny. Our conversation has been so serious. I would like to tell our listeners that I personally know Susan, and I met her at Toastmasters. Susan, what has Toastmasters done for you?
I've had a lot of fun at Toastmasters, especially writing my speeches. You notice my speeches, I always have a lot of laughs. And I really enjoy being funny, and I look at my speeches as if I can't entertain myself, then I can't entertain anybody. So I've learned to write, I believe, entertaining speeches, and also to increase my ability to speak very clearly and interesting and just be a better speaker overall.
Well, it's interesting because I've seen you grow a lot. And I think you joined, were you a member of another Toastmaster before this Bill Gove Toastmasters Club here in Boynton Beach?
No, that's my first Toastmasters, though I attended a lot of Toastmasters before I joined.
Well, I think I should tell people who are listening what Toastmasters is. It's an international organization where people go to practice and learn speaking, to lose the fear, to gain self-confidence, to make their words have meaning and make their words be remembered. And I will tell you that Susan Ames is a wonderful speaker. And if you are thinking about inviting her to speak at any of your events, it will be well worth it, because this is information that she gives freely, openly, and with, as she said, a touch of humor to inform and entertain. You really are a great speaker, Susan, and I enjoy every time I see you speak.
Well, thank you.
And by the way, I really would like people to check out the local Toastmasters nearest their home, because anyone, even if you don't intend to speak to large audiences, or you intend to just make yourself a lot more verbally literate, it'll be well worth your time. Susan, you are absolutely terrific, and I love what you're doing and the information that you have offered our friends. And I do know that there are some little secrets that you tell on the platform about your two best friends that live with you, furry friends.
Amber and Coco, my two cats.
I know, they're very dependable, and they're good friends to you. And I find it very inspiring how you have reorganized and recreated your life and built this wonderful, happy, or I should say, happily ever after life, because that's one of the things you talk about, the fact that you really feel happy at this point in your life.
Oh, very much so. So much happier than I ever felt before. I would say I'm in my 50s. I would say the 50s are the best time of my life.
And getting better, right?
And only getting better. And I feel like I'm back in my 20s.
Well, Susan, I'm going to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us. And I would like to also invite you back at another time. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our audience at this point? I think you've covered all bases.
Not right now, but I would love to come back again. And Myra, thank you so much for having me.
You're quite welcome. And I will say to my guests right now, I'd like to take the opportunity to read something to you, something that means a lot to me and you possibly have heard before, but I can't think of a better way to express how important friends are in our lives. I will tell you that this particular message I'm going to read is of an unknown author. Reasons, season, lifetime. People come into your life for a reason, a season or a lifetime. When you figure out which one it is, you will know what to do for each person. When someone is in your life for a reason, it is usually to meet a need you have expressed. They have come to assist you through a difficulty, to provide you with guidance and support, to aid you physically, emotionally, or spiritually. They may seem like a godsend. And they are. They are there for a reason. You need them to be. Then at some point we realize the need has been met. Our desire has been fulfilled. The work is done. It is time to move on. When people come into your life for a season because your turn has come to share, grow, and learn. They bring you an experience of peace or make you laugh. They may teach you something about yourself. They usually give you an unbelievable amount of joy, but only for a season. Lifetime relationships teach us lifetime lessons. We must build upon to have a solid emotional foundation. You are to accept the lesson, love the person, and put what you have learned to use in all other relationships of your life. And that I dedicate to you, my new and old friends, here at the Never Say Impossible show. When you say impossible, you close the door to the infinite opportunities that are offered to you every day of your life. Open your arms, go forth, and embrace tomorrow, knowing that you can achieve just about anything you seriously focus on and put your energies into. So until next week, when we meet again, I wish you a achieving, opportunity-seizing, wonderful, positive week. Thank you, my friends, for tuning in.
You've been listening to the Never Say Impossible show on the Inspiring Friends Network. For more information about this show and how you can take advantage of a powerful, unique opportunity to tell the world your story, your accomplishments, your passions, and about your products, email myra@inspiringfriends.net or call 561-429-8268. And remember, never say impossible.